Call the meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda. Ms. Cornwell, do we have any changes this evening?
No changes to the agenda.
Okay.
I make a motion we approve the agenda. Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda as posted. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, our next item is old business, and we have, looks like, three items of old business this evening. The first one being conditional use number 2157, Country Lawn Care and Maintenance LLC.
Mr. Chair, I move that we recommend denial of CU number 2157 for Country Lawn Care and Maintenance LLC in care of Gerald and Stephanie Dofferty for a conditional use for a landscaping business based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, this application is for a conditional use to operate a landscaping business on land that is owned AR1. Two, the site is within a residential subdivision that has 15 developed within single family homes on large lots. Three, the applicant is the owner of the property and has been operating the landscaping business from the site without any approvals. As a result, the applicant received a violation notice from Sussex County and applied for a conditional use. Four, according to the record, the applicant's use would include parking and storage of vehicles, trailers, and equipment used in the business, and as a meeting place with parking for employees who pick up the company's equipment to head out to job sites in the morning and return in the evening. Five, there are no other businesses or commercial uses in existence within the subdivision where this property is located. Six, there are no other businesses or commercial uses in this area of Holly Mount Road. Seven, there was opposition from the owners of neighboring properties within this subdivision that the use would be inconsistent with the residential nature of the subdivision and the area of Holly Mount Road. Eight, there was testimony from neighbors opposing the application that it would adversely affect the use and enjoyment of their properties as a result of the additional traffic coming to and from the property by employees and the noise and traffic generated by the vehicles and equipment on the site, including motor noise, equipment banging, and backup warnings. Nine, there was testimony in the record that there are recorded restrictive covenants in the chain of title to this property and the adjacent lots prohibiting any commercial uses on this property. These restrictions are recorded in the Sussex County Office of the Recorded Deeds at Deed Book 2709, page 113. They state that no commercial activities are permitted. 10, absent any compelling evidence to the contrary, Sussex County should not ignore restrictive covenants that prohibit a use. Because there are restrictive covenants prohibiting this conditional use, this application should be denied. 11, there are other more appropriate locations for this use that are not within a residential subdivision and where the proposed use would be more consistent with the surrounding area. 12, for all these reasons, this conditional use application should be denied. That's my motion.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor. Is there a second? Or is there a discussion? While we're pausing here, let me just say for the record that Mr. Mears will not be voting on this application since he was not on the commission at the time it was heard.
I'm not going to second it. I think that there's definitely some question in my mind whether you know, other conditions have been broken, I think we have a situation where I have a young family and a business that's been operating for a number of years from there, and I'm just real concerned about how it would impact the family and the business.
Well, I appreciate your concern, and as you know, I can't second a motion, but I would if I could. Reason being that restrictions that are in the chain of title are there for a reason, whether they've been broken or not broken, or ignored or not enforced, that's not a decision for this body to make. And I would also hasten to remind everyone that this body makes a recommendation to County Council. Now, County Council had a different hearing and may take a different view, but That's where I am on the subject. But as you know, I cannot second a motion, so it'll be up to one of you.
No, I'm in a tough spot here. I'm in kind of the same spot Keller is, in that based on the fact that there had been a business there previously, and then this family moved there and had basically the same business, they did expand the business, that it seems like the covenants had been already abandoned, those restrictions had been abandoned.
In this situation where there are four of us this evening, and if we were to vote and we were to have a 2-2 vote, the motion would die, okay? The motion would be denied, so we would be denying the denial, okay? And after that, if someone would like to make a different motion, it certainly can be done, and that motion can be
The other thing is, too, Mr. Chairman, right now you don't have a second, so there's not even a motion.
Right, there's not even a motion on the floor.
So if you wanted to, you can make a motion. That one would die for lack of a second if somebody wants to make a motion to defer for another meeting, because we still have time, because record closed, as I recall, after I made that report last meeting. So.
Well, that being the case, I'm going to declare the motion dead for lack of a second. So is there any further discussion? Anyone like to make a different motion?
Should we, if we're going to make a motion, do we want to give it our best shot and defer it and make the motion next
time? I would say in this case, because there's opposition, that you should consider deferring it if you're going to make a motion to approve. I it's not my advice to try to do that.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Sitting
that
here
makes
today.
Sense to me.
Yeah.
Okay. I make a motion we defer for further consideration.
Second.
So it's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2157, Country Lawn Care and Maintenance LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, it's a 2-2 deadlock. So now your motion to defer has been defeated.
Okie dokie.
Oh, so now we have to make a motion to. What do we do now, boss?
Oh boy.
All right. Bring the motion back. I'll second it. We'll vote. It'll be we'll deny the denial and send that off to the council. Go. So we're going to. I second the motion that you made.
Well, she has to
read the whole thing
again.
And read the whole thing again.
227.
Mr. Chair, I move that we recommend denial of CU number 2157 for Country Lawn Care and Maintenance, LLC, in care of Gerald and Stephanie Dougherty, for a conditional use for landscaping business based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, this application is for a conditional use to operate a landscaping business on land that is zoned AR1. Two, the site is within a residential subdivision that has 15 development with single family homes on large lots. Blah. Three, the applicant is the owner of the property and has been operating the landscaping business from the site without any approvals. As a result, the applicant received a violation notice from Sussex County and applied for conditional use. Four, according to the record, the applicant's use would include parking and storage of vehicles, trailers, and equipment used in the business, and as a meeting place with parking for employees who pick up the company's equipment to head out to job sites in the morning and return in the evening. Five, there are no other businesses or commercial uses in existence within the subdivision where this property is located. Six, there are no other businesses or commercial uses in this area of Holly Mount Road. Seven, there was opposition from the owners of neighboring properties within this subdivision that the use would be inconsistent with the residential nature of this subdivision and the area of Holly Mount Road. Eight, there was testimony from neighbors opposing the application that it would adversely affect the use and enjoyment of their properties as a result of the additional traffic coming to and from the property by employees and the noise and traffic generated by the vehicles and equipment on the site, including motor noise, equipment banging, and backup warnings. Nine, there was testimony in the record that there are recorded restrictive covenants in the chain of the title to this property and the adjacent lots prohibiting any commercial uses on the property. These restrictions are recorded in the Sussex County Office of the Record of Deeds at Deed Book 2709, page 113. They state no commercial activities are permitted. 10. Absent any compelling evidence to the contrary, Sussex County should not ignore restrictive covenants that prohibit a use. Because there are restrictive covenants prohibiting this conditional use, this application should be denied. 11, there are more appropriate locations for this use that are not within a residential subdivision and where the proposed use would be more consistent with the surrounding area. 12, for all these reasons, this conditional use application should be denied. That's my motion.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend denial conditional use number 2157 Country Lawn Care and Maintenance LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
No.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, well, go ahead. Finish.
Well, the motion is denied. It's 2-2. The motion is denied.
So what I'd like to do, just so we're clear in what we send to County Council, because the rules say that it takes 3 affirmative votes to approve any matter. Right now we've got a motion to deny that wasn't approved, but that doesn't really deal with the approval of the matter, which is this conditional use.
Right.
Assuming that there's going to be two votes in favor and 2 votes against, if somebody would make a motion to approve it, just make a basic motion to approve that's seconded, and I'm assuming the vote's going to come out the same way, so that there is a failure to approve by 3 votes this matter. That makes sense.
I make a motion to approve.
Recommend approval.
Recommend approval of conditional use number 2157 for Country Lawn Care and Maintenance LLC, care of Gerald and Stefania Doherty.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2157, Country Lawn Care and Maintenance LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No.
No.
Okay.
Okay, it's a 2-2. The motion dies. The motion is denied. And that's what we'll go forward to County Council. And ladies and gentlemen, in case you're wondering, this is why we have 5 people on this commission. So that this sort of thing doesn't happen. Unfortunately, we were a commissioner short. Nothing that could be done about that. And we'll leave it in County Council's very capable hands. Our next item is subdivision number 2018-26, Sweet Bay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2018-26 for Sweet Bay, Gary C. and Anna G. Michael John, based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. 1, the applicant is seeking approval of a subdivision within the environmentally sensitive developing area and the AR1 zoning district. Although the minimum permitted lot area is 7,500 square feet, the lots have an average size of 8,651 square feet. 2, the proposed subdivision will have no more than 65 lots on approximately 43.81 acres. This results in a gross density of approximately 1.48 units per acre, which is below the maximum density permitted in the AR1 zone and the environmentally sensitive developing area. 3, this subdivision will not have a significant impact on the neighboring properties or area roadways. It is also consistent with other nearby residential developments. 4, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision code, and the applicant has addressed the requirements of section 99-9C of the code. 5, the project will be served by central water and sewer. 6, the development complies with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan as a low-density, single-family dwelling subdivision. 7, the development will include approximately 28.23 acres of open space, which is approximately 64% of the site. Part of this open space includes the preservation of approximately 22.67 acres of forested areas, which is 51.9% of the existing woodlands on the site. 8, the subdivision incorporates a landscaped or forested buffer of at least 30 feet in width from the boundary of the property. 9, this preliminary approval is subject to the following. A, there shall be no more than 65 lots within the subdivision. B, the developer shall establish a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. C, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. D, a forested or landscape buffer of at least 30 feet in depth shall be installed along the entire perimeter of the project. This buffer may overlap areas that are currently wetlands or wooded areas that will be preserved. The final site plan shall contain a landscape plan for all these areas. E, The subdivision shall be served by Sussex County for sewer service. F, the subdivision shall be served by a publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection. G, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. H, all entrances, intersections, roadways improvements, and multimodal facilities required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant as required by DLDOT. I, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. J, construction activities and deliveries of dirt, fill, or other similar materials shall only occur on the site between the hours of 7 a.m. through 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, and between the hours of 8 and 2 on Saturdays. There shall not be any construction activities on Sundays. K, the final site plan shall indicate all forested areas that will be preserved. L, there shall not be any construction activities within 50 feet of any wetlands. M, the applicant shall coordinate and cooperate with the local school district's transportation manager to establish a school bus stop and shelter. N, a revised preliminary site plan either depicting or noting these conditions must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. O, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2018-26 Sweet Bay for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 2158, Millsboro Solar LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2158 for Millsboro Solar LLC for a solar array farm in an AR1 district based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed facility is a public utility use under Sussex County Zoning Code, and it meets the purposes of a conditional use in that it is of a public or semi-public character that is essential and desirable for general convenience and welfare of Sussex County residents. Two, with the conditions imposed on this recommendation, the proposed use will not leave any adverse impact on the neighboring or adjacent properties. Three, the proposed solar generation facility will not result in any noticeable increase in traffic on adjacent and neighboring roadways. There are no regular employees at the site, only periodic visits for inspections, maintenance, or repair of the solar panels. Four, no noise, dust, or odor will be generated by the facility. Five, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, no storage facility shall be constructed on the site. B, lighting on the facility shall only consist of perimeter lighting needed for security purposes. All lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. C, one unlighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet in size shall be permitted. D, the site shall be secured by fencing with a gate with a Knox box to accommodate emergency access by the local fire company or other emergency responders. E, there shall be a vegetated buffer between the boundary of the conditional use area and the perimeter fence to screen the use from the view of the neighboring properties. This buffer shall be at least 30 feet wide with at least 12 evergreens and 10 shrubs per 100 linear feet. This buffer shall be located along 9-foot Road, Fox Run, and the northeast border of the site between 9-foot Road and Fox Run. F, any transformers or similar equipment shall be centrally located on the site away from all nearby residential uses. G, all of the grounds, including the area outside of the fence, shall be maintained so that they do not become overgrown. H, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2158, Millsboro Solar LLC, for the reasons and with conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We're glad to have you with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. I assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on an application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and within the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, please allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As Chairman Wheatley stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission's meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyd.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. If you have a telephone or similar device, we also ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the application and describe any agency comments that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comments. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that that person identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come up to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. Also, Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias or stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. During the proceedings, no direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. Finally, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. An individual supporting or opposing the application will only have one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir.